All right, everybody. Adam here. You know what time it is. It's 3 a.m. right now. That means it's Pretzel Logic. Don't get it twisted. It's the witching hour. We're here tonight with Mark Lanigan in the studio. Mark, I just turned your mic on. You want to say something to the people out there?
Well, thanks, everyone, for tuning in. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for bringing me, Adam.
Mark's a little crazy for being here. That was the end of the Hard Listening Boys Hour. That's we got to say goodbye to Terry and to Max. Terry, you want to say some final words to the people out there?
I don't have any words.
Terry's a man of few words. Man of very few words. All right. Well, tonight we're going essentially themeless. We're forgoing theme. We say we don't like theme anymore. So we're going to start off in a very random place, as we love to do. We're going to start off with some Lonesome Crowded West. All right. Let's go.
She was gone with the sin of a typewriter. Never knew that he'd really been not her. He went down to the day.
All right, everybody, we just heard Lounge, Closing Time, Modest Mouse. That's, of course, from the Lonesome Crowded West, 1997 Modest Mouse album, before they went in a more mainstream direction. Love that song. Very twisty, very strange. We got Mark on the air with us, if you're just joining us tonight. This is Adam. We're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. We're here. It's Pretzel Logic. Don't get it twisted. Tonight we're going themeless. We're doing our own thing. And before we move on with the music, I think we're going to throw a couple shout-outs out there. So, Mark, is there anybody out there in the world you'd like to give a shout-out to?
Most certainly. It's just my two wonderful parents, my mom and my dad back home in Medway.
Name them.
My mom's Tricia Lanigan. My dad's Sean. And it was just my mom's birthday this past...
Happy birthday, Tricia Lanigan.
This past Monday on the 18th. So, happy birthday to her.
Happy birthday, Mark Lanigan's mother, Tricia Lanigan.
Thank you so much.
Let's throw out another... couple quick shout-outs. Shout-out Terry and Max again, who just left. Shout-out Seth, who we just walked to 7-Eleven for not too long ago to get him ramen. Shout-out Seth. And we'll come back with some more shout-outs later, but I think that's a satisfactory number of shout-outs for now. Let's keep it moving. Got something from Smog.
I had to leave the country. bitterness is the lowest sin. A bitter man rots from within. I've seen his smile yellow and brown. Bitterness has brought him down. I had to leave the country. Though there was some nice folk there, now I don't know.
Everybody, we just heard Hit the Ground Running, Smog. That's from the 1999 album Knock Knock. Smog, of course, the solo project in the 90s of singer-songwriter Bill Callahan. Really wonderful, kind of folky songwriter. Gone on to do a lot of great stuff in the 2000s and still in the 2010s. Worked with Joanna Newsom on her album East. And Knock Knock, pretty great album. I love that song too, Hit the Ground Running. All right, let's keep things moving. Next, we got some Nick Drake.
Curse where you come from. Do you swear in the night? Would it mean much to you if I treat you right? Or do you like what you're doing? Would you do it some more? Or will you stop once and wonder what you're doing here for? Hey, slow Jane, make sense. Slow, slow Jane, cross the fence. Mm-hmm. a remnant of something that's past. Do you find things are moving just a little too fast? Or do you hope to find new ways of quenching your thirst? Do you hope to find new ways of doing better than your worst? Hey, slow Jane, let me prove. Slow, slow Jane, we're on. Sure that you do the same for me one day. So try to be true, even if it's only in your hazy. Can you tell if you're moving with no mirror to see? If you're just riding a new mind, looks a little like me. Is it all so confusing? Is it hard to believe? When the winter's coming, can you sign up and leave? Hey, slow Jane, clear your eye. Slow, slow Jane, fly on by.
We just heard Hazy Jane 1, Nick Drake. That's from Brighter Later, 1970 record, sitting right between Five Leaves Left and Pink Moon, which he would go on to release in 1972, I believe. That's my favorite Nick Drake album. That is probably a controversial opinion to some, but I like it. I like it a lot, and I think that's a great song. We're going to keep it moving right along. I'm going to go for something completely different.
Can you make it real? wise. Waking up with a head full of bed, full of what she said. She hadn't thought of it for a while, and when she did, she thought of it differently than she thought she should be paid. Just the thought of it seemed enough.
Alright, everybody, we just heard Dystopian Dream Girl, Built to Spill. That's from There's Nothing Wrong with Love. There's Nothing Wrong from Love. That was 1994. A point that I've made time and again on this show, 1994 is the greatest year of all time for music. Look it up. I've gone over it enough. Listen to my other shows. I've spoken about this concept before. I don't need to bore you again. It's 1994. There's no contest. But yeah, that was a great Built to Spill album. Maybe the best Built to Spill album. There's a debate to be had there. It's one of the best Built to Spill songs, though. So great guitar from Doug Marsh all over that song. Pretty awesome. And shout out to my friend Finian from back home. His Instagram, of course, is Dystopian Dream Girl. He is a Built to Spill stan. All right, I have Mark Lanigan in the studio with me tonight. It's good to have a friend on Pretzel Logic. Don't get it twisted. 3 to 4 a.m. It's tough out here being by yourself sometimes. Mark's here this week, and gotta let Mark play a few songs of his own. So we're going to listen to one of Mark's songs, but first he's going to tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so thanks, album, Adam.
Thanks, Adam.
Thanks, Adam. So I guess on the subject of best music, I might have to disagree with you on the 1994 point, but...
This man's never listened to anything before 2000, rather.
Yeah, this might be true, but... Now, this is my favorite song, I think, of all time, coming up, The Anchor by Bastille, off their album Wild World. Excellent album. I encourage you to listen to the whole thing.
2016
album. So, yeah, fairly recent. And, yeah, it's a really great song, and I think it might just be my favorite. So,
well, I'm glad we're playing it if it's your favorite song now. Everybody listening out there, let the world recognize this was Mark's song.
Yes, it was.
Let it be known across the land this is Mark's song. All right, let's go.
What do you know about it?
Well, you can tell me.
Well, I can't tell you. You can't explain, man, what's going on in your brain. I can't tell somebody how what's happening, what's going on in your mind.
Why don't you just try?
Let those fools be loud. Let alarms ring out. Cause you caught through all the noise. Let the days be dark, let me hate my work, cause you caught through all the noise. Bring me some hope by wandering into my mind, something to hold on to.
cause you caught through all the noise. Let the years roll on till the static comes, cause you cut through all the noise. Bring me some hope by wandering into my mind, something to hold.
All right, everybody, we just heard The Anchor, Bastille. That's from Mark, of course. Mark, thank you for that. Power, alternative power pop anthem, I'll say, for that. Let's keep things moving right along. We're going to keep going with some Elvis Costello and the Attractions.
Yeah. So let's control a man and search for token. You wanna throw me away? Well, I'm not broken. You got a lot to say? Well, I'm not joking. There are some words that don't allow to be spoken. Sometimes I almost feel just like a human being.
All right, everybody, we just heard Lipstick Vogue, Elvis Costello and the Attractions from this year's Model. This year's Model, one of my favorite albums, one of my dad, Larry Krasnov, one of his favorite albums, album I grew up with. And I really love how that's a rock album where the songs are built from drums and bass instead of starting with guitar. You can really feel the rhythm section all over that album, and I love it, I love it, I love it, I love it. It's 3:37, you're listening to Pretzel Logic, don't get it twisted. Adam here with Mark Lanigan in the studio at 3:37 a.m. I already said that. And you know what time it is. We're about more than halfway through the show. So Mark's going to go ahead and read us a little PSA. Aren't you, Mark?
I sure am. We're going to have some numbers to think about. The world's 8 richest billionaires control as much wealth as half the world's population combined, according to an Oxfam International report presented at the 2017 World Economic Forum in Davos. These 8 men owned the same as the 3.6 billion people who make up the poorest half of humanity. In 2010, by comparison, it took the combined assets of the 43 richest people to equal those of the poorest 50%. Since 2009, the wealth of the super rich has increased by an average of 11% annually, while income for many workers has remained essentially unchanged. These have been some numbers to think about from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Speak on it.
No, I know. It's important to recognize.
Thank you, Mark. All right, that was the PSA. Let's keep it moving along with a little something from Doolittle. Pixies, Doolittle. Everybody, we just heard Wave of Mutilation Pixies. That's from Doolittle, 1989 record. Moving right along, a little story about this next song. Next song we're going to hear is a cover of the Kinks song Lola, very famous Kinks song from the late 60s. And it's a cover by an all-female British punk band called the Raincoats from the 70s, I guess proto-punk, really, before punk had really taken off. And me and my friend Alice got in a lengthy debate not too long ago about which was the better version of the song, this version I'm about to play, or the Kinks' iconic version. People might think it's a little blasphemous of me to say, but this version is better. It's way better. It's way better. It's crazy how much better it is. I'm sorry to all our 11 listeners for sharing such a controversial opinion on here. I hope you survived that one. But it's just the truth. And, you know, that's all I speak, you know? That's all we do here on Press the Logic. So let's hear the best version of the song Lola.
I met her in a club down in Old Soho, where they drink champagne and it tastes just like cherry cola. C-O-L-A cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a dark brown voice she said Lola. Hello. Bye.
All right, everybody, we just heard Lola. Of course, that was a cover of the Kinks' famous single, Lola. That was the Raincoats, British all-female punk band. That's off their self-titled debut record from 1979. Amazing album cover on that one, too. Really nice illustrated album cover. And really like the kind of girlish feeling of that song. Really rickety drums and guitars, too. Amazing, amazing. Better than the original. I don't care what nobody says. Alright, now we're going to play another one of Mark's tunes. Mark, would you like to say any words about this next tune we're going to hear? It's called Danny Dakota and the Wishing Well.
Yeah, so Danny Dakota and the Wishing Well, another one of my favorite songs. It's actually part of the playlist that I put together. I had the anchor as well, Apocalypsis. It's my playlist with all my favorite songs. And
why such a pessimistic name for your playlist?
Well, I think all of my playlists are titled words I think just sound cool at the time, and apocalypsis was a Greek word that I found fairly cool.
All right, you heard it here first, everybody. The title of the playlist is meaningless.
It is. It is fairly meaningless. However, it's got a good backstory. The word apocalypsis, derived from, of course, the Greek word for the English apocalypse, which is also partially derived from the Egyptian Apep, who is the god of chaos, who was said to bring about revelation, which revelation is the better equivalent for Egyptian to apocalypse than apocalypsis is.
See, you would not hear these things if I was on here by myself. You know, you have to bring on Mark Lanigan to get some Greek etymology on pretzel logic. But let's stop beating around the bush here. Let's listen to this. Let's listen to this thing. It's a band's called A Silent Film. This is another one of Mark's tracks. All right, everybody, we just heard Danny Dakota and The Wishing Well. That's from the band is called A Silent Film. Album's called Sand and Snow. That's another one of Mark's tracks. Of course, Mark Lanigan is here with us in the studio tonight, playing his ever-so-optimistic pop bangers. So we appreciate that, even if it's not what I would usually play. We appreciate that. Mark, anything else to say about that song?
No, I mean, I there's a lot of other great songs on the album, like Anastasia, I think, is also one of my favorites. I'd check it out.
All right, well, if anybody liked what they heard, then go check out A Silent Film. Go check out the album Sand and Snow. All right, everybody, hour's winding down. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Adam. This is Pretzel Logic, 3 to 4 a.m. Of course, we're here, as we usually are. It's the witching hour. I hope many of you, most of you, are asleep right now. Maybe you're listening to this in the future. Well, this is me speaking to you from the past. I hope everything's all right then.
Everything's better then.
Maybe things are better, you know? Maybe there's been some kind of fallout. You know, we don't know.
We really don't.
It could be really tough. So I hope, you know, if you're listening to this tomorrow or the next day, like, I hope things are okay. You know, I hope things have not, you know, I hope the itche has not hit the fan, you know? FCC can't get through that one.
Of course.
All right, well, this week we've been going themeless, you know, going amorphous with the show this week. Next week, we're going to be going back to themes. Next week, I'm going to be back here, 3 a.m., talking about punk subgenres, going through all different kinds of punk subgenres. You got your Riot Girl, your folk punk, your pop punk. Ooh, controversial. Pop punk? Is it even music? Hell yeah, just come on. Oh. FCC can't catch me. All right. I need to stop myself before I do more damage to my own career here. Let's hear some Blondie. Parallel Lines.
I saw you gone.
All right, everybody, we just heard Sunday Girl, Blondie, Parallel Lines. That's one of the quintessential albums of the 70s, I think. Love that album, love that album, love that song. Hours winding down here. Ella's here for her show, so we're going to get out of your hair in a second. Of course, this is Adam, FCC's most wanted DJ here. Apologies for my previous transgressions. Mark, you want a final shout-out before we leave air tonight?
Yeah, that'd be great. I mean, I want to shout out Adam first. Adam Krasnow.
All right. Move on to the next shout out. Nobody wants to hear this.
A shout out on his own show, but also come on. Aiden Poole from home.
Aiden Poole from Medway, Mass. Straight out of Medway, Mass.
Medway, Mass. Who's UMass Amherst now? And two of my other friends there, Jared and Allie.
And getting Aiden Poole getting his own radio show, is that correct?
That's what I've heard. That's the
so
news. So
I don't know what the UMass situation is over there, but if you see Aiden Poole's name anywhere, listen to that man's show.
You gotta. It'll be the best.
Must be done. All right, we're gonna leave off with a little final song for you guys here, and Ella's gonna take over. I'll be back next week, of course, 3 a.m. talking about punk subgenres. This has been Pretzel Logic. Much love as always from Mark and I here. Good night to the Medford and Somerville area, and to the rest of the world.
Good night.
All right.